Welcome to Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Amanda Sewell. We're so pleased to have three faculty members from Interlochen Arts Academy with us today. Clarinetist Katya Waxman, oboist Daniel Gorevich, and pianist Yaru Chuang. These three, plus flutist Elisa Smith, are presenting a recital this weekend, mixing and matching all kinds of woodwind instrumentation. We're going to talk with the spokes oboist of the group, Daniel Gorevich. Hi, thanks for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having us.
You have so many excellent colleagues here on the music faculty at Interlochen. How do you decide who you want to perform with for an entire recital?
Oh gosh, that's tricky to answer. I'd say we just sort of picked some really colorful pieces and had this arrangement, and we went from there. We picked a program specifically focusing oboe, clarinet, piano on that color, and it works out with lots of really interesting repertoire.
We'll also have a flute in there once in a while. Are there any pieces on the recital that feature all four of those instruments, flute, clarinet, oboe, and piano?
Yeah, so that would be the Damas Quatuor, and it's a really fun piece. It has a really Parisian flavor. It's right in the middle of the program.
Well, let's hear one of those pieces that's going to be on the program this weekend, the final movement, Rondo con Brio, from a trio for clarinet, oboe, and piano by the Canadian composer Bill Douglas. We have Interlochen faculty musicians Katya Waxman, Daniel Gorevich, and Yaru Chuang here in IPR's Studio A.
Thank you.
We're in Studio A at Interlochen Public Radio. We heard Interlochen Arts Academy faculty musicians clarinetist Katya Waxman, oboist Daniel Gorevich, and pianist Yaru Chuang playing the finale of a trio for those three instruments by the Canadian composer Bill Douglas. And we're talking with oboist Daniel Gorevich. So Daniel, this piece you just played is a somewhat unusual combination for clarinet, oboe, and piano. How did you decide which repertoire to play together?
So this piece was one of the first that we had found together, and it jumped out at us right away. It's really interesting and very unusual. Nothing about this piece is usual. It actually was originally written for oboe, bassoon, and piano. And of course, that's also kind of strange for something that's so jazzy. But with clarinet, it just works out so well with the rest of our program.
It's very interesting because the clarinet and oboe are roughly in the same range. And so I can't think of much music off the top of my head that features those two instruments in a sort of dual melodic role like we had.
That's right. It's kind of unusual. So all of our pieces we have picked are, I think, special gems that you might not have heard before. That being said, the oboe has a very small range and the clarinet really beats us there. And so it really works out playing together. We have the full tonal range from the low notes to the high notes.
Yeah, I'm curious, in putting this recital together, did you musicians decide you wanted to play together first and then decide what music to play? Or did you sort of choose the rep first and then decide which musicians to bring in? How does that process work?
So this Bill Douglas trio was the one that jumped out at us first because of how exciting it is. Yara and I were looking through some repertoire, and then it became just obvious we had to bring in Katya Waxman to play this recital with us. And it just all went from there, and it's been so fun.
And you know that I've been bugging you for a few weeks now to play the Madeline Dring trio for flute, oboe, and piano. So I'm going to remind you and our listeners that that is on my wish list for a future recital.
You know what? Consider it done, but probably not this recital.
Okay. We'll put it in the queue. That's Interlochen Arts Academy faculty oboist Daniel Gorevich here in Studio A with clarinetist Katya Waxman and pianist Yaru Chuang. These three, along with flutist Elisa Smith, are presenting a recital of woodwind chamber music this week. An informal version will be given Thursday night in the Music Center on Interlochen's campus, and then Saturday night, they'll perform at the Alluvion in Traverse City, part of the Interlochen in Town series. We've got details about those performances in this post at classicalipr.org. Daniel, thanks so much for coming in and talking with us today.
Thanks so much. See you there.
Jack Connors engineered this edition of Studio A. We had digital support from Isabel Lee. I'm Amanda Sewell. Thanks for listening.